So we have one team in the semi-finals and one team who are on their way home. And that team in the semis is Portugal and Poland make their way back home. That's how things are panning out. You tell us what goes through your mind when that player is stepping up.
Well, in 2000,
can you read? What are you looking for? Are you looking for body language? What are you looking for?
Well, in 2004, I had Gary Neville's voice still going through my mind during the penalties. That's why we didn't go through. But
that can't be a good thing.
There's a lot of things. There's body language, as I say. There's obviously historic penalties, recent historic penalties, and whether or not... I mean, it adds up to information which could also be used against, because if you look at Lewandowski's penalty, he's completely different to his last one. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to guess that he was going to go the same way, you then start guessing, will he change it? So, in a sense, the best thing you can do is feel good, read the script in front of you.
Because the odds are against you, aren't you?
Of course.
As a goalkeeper, the odds are against you.
Yeah, I mean,
what is it?
It's about 80% chance they're going to score.
A split second to...
Yeah.
Hey, let me come in between. At penalty, it's not easy to score. That walk is the longest walk ever. I've missed two, and I know this.
And so you need to practice your penalties.
I know. The gaffer told me that after that. But I'm telling you, it's not easy. They say that the penalty taker has more chances of scoring.
Would it be easier if you were standing on the edge of the penalty box instead of having to walk from the centre circle?
Well, that's a good shout. The walk is really long. The thing is, you think about so many things before a game. You know, if penalty happens, this is what I'm going to do. But because of the game, the way it plans out, and 120 minutes, and at the end, the old pressure, it all goes for a toss. You cannot sensibly think. It's just one moment of the last second that you think and you do it. People change, people stop, people do so many things. Not because they're unconfident. It's just because the whole pressure and the 120 minute takes a toll.
Yeah, it's roulette, isn't it? It is absolutely roulette. Yes, this was the venue for tonight's penalty shootout, but tomorrow night it's the turn of Wales and Belgium playing their quarterfinal match in Lille. Another underdog going up against, the top-ranked European team in this tournament.
Yeah, and...
Different outcome?
Different
outcome. Oh, the same outcome.
I forgot, the run that I'm on. I'm having a bit of a Milik at the moment. I've three wrong predictions, but we've been talking about Lewandowski for Poland. We talked about Ronaldo for Portugal, Gareth Bale for Wales. You know, he has to turn up, he has to perform at his best, because I think, without argument, he is the man who's sort of carried Wales through to this stage of the game, the competition.